The finish line is in sight for the Idaho legislature. Lawmakers pushed through nearly 100 bills this week as they worked to wrap up and go home. They won't officially end until next week, even though they've worked through the major issues of the 2018 session. Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief tells Samantha Wright, in some ways, it appeared to be a regular session if you looked at the number of bills that were processed.
At the end, it's going to total up to something on the order of 775 or 800 RSs. Remember, those are the potential bills, the ones that have to be printed. And of those, about 560 were actually printed and introduced. That's about 73% of the RSs. That's actually a little higher than usual in terms of the RSs that got printed. But most of the bills that were being printed and introduced were being done in the House this year. There were at least 385 bills in the House. Over 200 of those passed. It looks like it's going to wind up being something on the order of 55% probably of the bills that were introduced in the House passed.
Is that normal for the House to have more bills?
It's normal to have more. I don't think it's normal for them to have as many more as they did. For example, this year, there were 50 more House bills than last year, and there were 30 fewer Senate bills than last year. So that's a net difference of 80 bills right there. This year, the Senate only introduced about 175, 176 bills. Over 125 of those look like they will ultimately wind up becoming law. That's a very high percentage. That's about 75% of the bills. So the Senate was more circumspect, if you will, in terms of introducing legislation, but they were also much more successful in getting those pieces of legislation.
Why so many more bills? Do we know why?
I think there's a couple of reasons. One of them is more RSs made it to the bill stage. I think this was a conscious decision on the part of leadership because of some of the issues we talked about last year and the frustration among some segments of the majority party, the minority party too, for that matter, to essentially squash issues. This year, they opened that up a little more. And so there were more RSs that actually got to introductory stage. Plus, it's an election year, as we've talked about before. More bills, at least on the House side, because of that. Ultimately, there were at least 14 bills that failed on the floor this year. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot because that's a small percentage of the 500 or so bills, 500, 600 bills that were introduced. But 14 bills failing on the floor in a legislature that's dominated by one party is actually quite a few. You know, it's often under 10. So we saw a little bit of an increase there. And as of last Friday, there were 238 bills that had passed both houses. This week alone, there were somewhere between 90 and 100 bills passed. This is a classic example of a part-time legislature that's trying to get to the end. And that last week or so, it's just pump the bills through the system as fast as you can so that we can get out. It happens every year in almost all state legislatures that are part-time that you have this big rush at the end.
And we had three issues that we were worried about that might slow things down at the end of the session. Healthcare, trespassing, and a reading test. How'd we do on those?
Well, all three of those did show up in one form or another this week. The reading test, that actually came back this week, and it passed. It passed both the House and the Senate. They got that reading test issue resolved. The trespass bill, which was H-658, we thought might get hung up because of some concerns with it. And indeed, it was amended in the Senate, and that bill passed. And so there wasn't too big a hang up there. The big one was House Bill 464. That's the health care gap bill that you recall was being held in committee. Last week, I suggested that it would be possible, although not likely, that that bill could be forced out of the committee on a discharge motion from the floor. That's not quite what happened. What happened actually was the committee itself took another vote on releasing that bill to the floor, and it passed out of the House Health and Welfare Committee on a 7-5 vote and went back to the floor. At the floor, there was a lot of emotional debate, a lot of angst, a lot of yelling from the gallery, and that bill was eventually returned again to that committee.
That's Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief. Gary and Samantha Wright have a podcast called Legislative Breakdown. They pick apart the Idaho legislature each week to find out how it affects you. And this episode, they look at the governor's health care plan and how it died again this week. Find Legislative Breakdown every Friday in iTunes, the NPR One app, or at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.